It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Model Behati Prinsloo. You know her?
Oh, of course I do. Instagram for days.
Isn't it Behati Levine?
It's Behati. I think she kept her last name. Nah. Behati Prinsloo.
Hell yeah, she's a hottie if you know what I'm saying.
And husband Adam Levine are expecting another child. Adam and his wife welcomed a baby girl named Dusty Rose 1 year ago in September 2016.
Dusty Rhodes? That was a wrestler.
Dang, how'd she push that out?
Dusty Rose, like the flower.
Dusty Rose, Dusty Rose.
I feel like that's a Brooks and Dunn song. Red Dirt, Dusty Rhodes. That's where I drank my first beer. Ted Cruz has been getting heat for liking a porn clip video on Twitter. Here's what he said about it.
We had a staffer who accidentally hit the wrong button, and it was a screw-up. Mm-hmm. As soon as we found out about it, we pulled it down. We have talked with the staffer. It's not going to happen again. It was a screw-up.
Can you tell me the staffer's name?
I'm not going to out the fella.
We
have dealt with it internally, but I'm not going to throw someone under the bus.
He refused to answer the question when she asked him if he was also the Zodiac Killer.
Oh, he didn't answer that?
Did not answer.
Where is the Zodiac Killer? Well, we're not going to get into that right now.
Way to dodge.
We might have a staffer that's the Zodiac Killer, but I'm not going to let you.
There was a mix-up.
The mugshot of Brock Turner, who is the former Stanford University swimmer convicted of sexual assault in 2016, appears in a college textbook besides the definition of rape. A Washington State University student came across the mugshot while completing homework for her Criminal Justice 101 class. The criminal justice major posted a photo of the textbook page on Facebook, and the image went viral. The student says she's pleased her textbook photo went viral, calling it a little bit of justice served after Turner just served 3 months only behind bars for his crime.
Yeah, it's still amazing how nothing was done about that.
Roast him. Jennifer Lopez has opened up about her romantic life and says that she and Alex Rodriguez have a good relationship and are truly in love. She said, I feel like I can say that for the first time, I don't know, maybe ever, and not that I didn't have great relationships full of love and adventure, but this is the first relationship I've been in where I feel like we really make each other better. The A-list celebrities who appeared at a telethon to raise funds for those affected by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma have been clocking up hundreds of thousands of air miles, contributing to the global climate allegedly linked to the devastating floods. But an exclusive Mail Online investigation reveals the stars could well have contributed to the catastrophic weather phenomenons with their jet-setting lifestyles. Justin Bieber is said to have traveled at least 136,000 miles in the past year. Active environmentalist Leonardo DiCaprio is believed to have done more than 87,000 in a plane, with George Clooney just behind with 61,000 guzzling tons of CO2 along the way. So basically, the celebrities at the telethon, I don't know if that made sense. I might need to rewrite this for the next garbage.
I think what you're saying is
they're blaming climate change or global warming and stuff and climate change and all these issues, but they fly more and are contributing to climate issues more than anyone else.
I get that. I've heard that same thing about like Al Gore before because he uses so much energy, but I would say that you can't discount the actual idea, whether they're the people that are speaking or not. Like, there could be something going on that's actually changing the actual environment right there. Even though here they are traveling around the world, sucking up fuel.
Is Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do being added as a worship song at a church in California?
Lord Jesus, I hope so.
But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time.
What?
I rose up from the dead, I do it all the time.
Okay.
I've got a list of names.
Jesus!
Gonna check it twice now. Ooh, look what you made me do.
So there's a viral story being shared online that a church of Calvinism added the song into regular worship rotation last Sunday when the worship leader heard it and thought the lyrics really resonated with the church's staunch belief in five-point Calvinism.
Wait, Calvin Harrisism?
Not Calvin Harrisism.
That's a great
church.
She
would not approve. Calvinism is when it's like a form of Christianity where you believe that God already picks so the Bible says that everyone has free will. They can choose whether or not they want to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Calvinism, people that are Calvinists believe that God already knows whether you're going to heaven or not and if you're going to choose to follow him. So the whole thing of having free will is like a myth.
Can we just say it's another denomination of Christianity? That'd be a hell of a lot quicker.
I was just explaining to producer MYK because he didn't know. This pastor was quoted saying, "We just love that there's finally a modern hymn that truly represents the total sovereignty of God over man." After some investigation into this story, though, It's totally false. It comes from a Christian satire news website. No one is worshiping Taylor Swift yet.
Well, I hope they go to hell for publishing that.
Somebody on the show is worshiping Taylor Swift.
Oh, hey. Who would that be? Who would
hey,
that be?
Play the song.
What song? I already did play it. I'll play it again.
Yes.
I got smarter, I got harder, and I think of time.
Lucifer.
All the time.
Judas. Betray Jesus.
Okay,
can I get your devil thing? I'm the devil.
I'm the devil.
Oh, that's the garbage.
Oh, what? Who sang that one? Thank you very much, Alex. You can check out the garbage. We put it up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story and also RadioNowIndy.com on the click on the Joe and Alex Show.